Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, One More Night with the Frogs.
Speak the Word.
I'd like to start out today by asking you a couple of questions. I'd like to ask you, how many more days, weeks, or months are you willing to put up with some of the things in your life? Like I heard a pastor say this morning on the radio that there aren't too many people, you know, most everybody that you know that you run into is dealing with some sort of issue, you know, whether it's in their health or finances or with a family, but everybody is dealing with something. And so today, I don't know exactly what you're dealing with, but my prayer is that I'll cover some things that will help you to understand and also make some better decisions concerning what you got going on there. You know, it's like we put up with things in our bodies without realizing it, like sickness in our body. Or I might ask you, how long are you willing to put up with not having enough? You know, a lot of people just become passive in that, you know, not thinking, you know, that you'll ever get ahead. But so you don't feel like you have enough to meet your financial needs, just barely get along. You know, and I know that's really happening. It probably has been happening a lot more over the last few years than ever before, because prices are just continuing to skyrocket. But hopefully there is some light at the end of the tunnel. Also, like to ask another question, you know, how long before you begin speaking up? You know, this is such an important thing. You know, I think it's a good question. How long is it going to be before you take authority and speak to your mountain? So I'm asking you a lot of questions, but I want you to think about some of these questions that I'm asking you and see, you know, if any of these fit you. So, you know, I think that we have to understand, friends, that we have been given the authority as a child of God that's been made in His image, so we can surely take our authority. You know, there's no doubt about that. It tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 in the New King James, it says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we here in this world. So I want you to get that revelation today, if you get nothing else, that you have to understand that as Jesus was on this earth, as He is, so are we, so are you. If you are a believer, then so are you. So as I said before, my prayer is that after I share this word, that you will realize that you don't have to wait another day for your miracle, for you truly are, whether you realize it or not, you are truly holding miracles in your mouth. And we're going to discuss that a little bit. If you have your Bibles out, I'd like to begin today in Exodus chapter 8, verse 9 through 10 in the Amplified Bible. This is where Moses, I know I really think that most of you that are listening, maybe some of you aren't familiar with it, but I would think that most of you that are believers are familiar with this story. This is where Moses is talking to Pharaoh about getting rid of the frogs. Most of you, like I said, are familiar with the plagues of Egypt. There were 10 plagues altogether brought on Egypt in the book of Exodus. The plague of the frogs, of course, that was plague number 3, and that's the one that we're going to be focusing on. In Exodus 8, Moses told Pharaoh, he said, "You set the time. Tell me when you want me to pray for you, your officials," he says, "and your people. Then you," he says, "and your houses will be rid of the frogs." He says, "They will remain only in the Nile River." Now listen to what Pharaoh's answer was. Pharaoh said, "Do it tomorrow." You know, it's really unbelievable, you know, when I was reading this. "All right," Moses replied, "it will be as you have said. Then you will know that there is no one like the Lord our God." Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you for the privilege and the honor of being a mouthpiece for you. I thank you for the privilege and the honor of being able to share your word for all those that are listening. I pray, Father, as I share this message, that through the Holy Spirit, that you, Holy Spirit, will enlighten them in some of these areas that we're going to be speaking on and give them some more clarity of mind. And I pray, Father God, that you will bless each and every one of those that are listening. First, in Jesus' name, I praise you and I thank you. Amen. It says in verse 1, it says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Go to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me.'" Verse 2 says, "And if you refuse to let them go, behold," he says, "I will smite your entire land," he said, "with frogs. And the river shall swarm with frogs, which shall go up and come into your house, into your bedchambers, on your bed, and into your ovens, your kneading bowls, and your dough," I mean everything. And verse 4 says, "And the frogs shall come up to you, and on your people, and on your servants." And verse 5 it says, "And the Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your rod over the rivers, the streams, and the canals, and over the pools, and cause frogs to come up on the land of Egypt." It says in verse 6, "So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land." And of course, we know, of course, in verse 7, that the musicians, they tried, you know, doing the same thing, and all they ended up doing was just adding more frogs. They brought up more frogs upon the land. In verse 8, it says, "And then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and my people, and I will let the people go so that they may sacrifice to the Lord." And so Moses said to Pharaoh, "Glory over me in this. Dictate when I shall pray to the Lord for you and your servants and your people, and the frogs may be destroyed from you and your house and remain only in the river." And verse 10, "And Pharaoh said, tomorrow." Well, we spoke about this earlier. That was his answer to Moses. Moses says, "Well, let it be as you say, that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God." Hallelujah. "And the frogs shall depart from you and your houses and from your servants and your people. They shall remain in the river only." Verse 12 said, "So Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried to the Lord." You know, that's what he told Pharaoh he'd do. He'd just go out and talk to God, and God is the one that's going to take all this away. So it says that he went out and cried to the Lord as he agreed with Pharaoh concerning the frogs which he had brought against him. And verse 13, it says, "And the Lord did according to the word of Moses. And the frogs died out of the houses, out of the courtyards and villages, and out of the fields." Hallelujah. You know, that's really strange, because we know from the rest of the scriptures, if you go on and read the rest of the scripture, saints, including all the 10 plagues, that Pharaoh's heart was hardened again, because the frogs, that was the third plague. So his heart was hardened again, and a lot more plagues were brought on Egypt. As a matter of fact, there were 7 more, because there were 10 altogether, 7 more plagues until the last plague that was brought on Egypt that took Pharaoh's son. You know, and I think that's really terrible. And I know that a lot of you listening on the radio, I know that you have probably been wondering how anyone can be so hard-headed. How can anyone be so stubborn to the point of even endangering their own son? Well, friends, we could ask ourselves that same question. How can we be so stubborn? There are people listening and watching that are sick, and the only thing that could be And I'm not saying that it is, but it could be standing between you receiving your healing as you've forgiven someone. But maybe you are being a little hard-headed too. Maybe you're being a little bit stubborn about it. Maybe you feel like that what this person has done to you is far too great for you to forgive them. And so you've been really stubborn, and hard-headed about it. You might be thinking, well, Pastor Joe, I have been sick for so long, and I have been praying and believing God to heal me. Or you may be looking for a job that will meet your financial needs, one that offers you a better working conditions, maybe, not only better working conditions, but maybe increase in a salary. And you may have already given up hope. You might even think that it's hapless, that it's hopeless, that it's too late. But I want you to know today that it's never too late for God to move that mountain out of your life. Brothers and sisters, you need to begin taking your authority as a believer. And I'm going to share with you a sample prayer that you can begin with. There's many prayers that you can pray. I'm just saying that I'm giving you a sample of a prayer that I would probably pray. Let me say before I pray this, is that you always want to put God in remembrance of His Word. You always want to pray God's Word. God's Word never fails. He always backs His Word up. So praying His Word, He's going to back it up, okay? Father, Your Word says that whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 18:18. Therefore, on the authority of Your Word, I now bind every force that has set itself against my financial prosperity, and I command every hindrance that is blocking my blessing to be removed in the name of Jesus. And I declare that God supplies all of my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you confess, God is my source of supply, and I have more than enough to pay my bills on time. This is something that you want to start saying to yourself. You want to say, Lord, I thank You that You are my source of supply, and I have more than enough to pay my bills on time. I have more than enough left over to be a blessing to others in the name of Jesus. For like I said, for the Word says that those who love God will lack nothing, no good thing. I know that I prayed that prayer many, many years ago when I was a widow living on a fixed income. I was praying. I knew that God was my source. And so I was praying and asking God, to bless me. But I was also asking Him to bless me, not only enough for my own needs, but I was also asking Him to bless me enough that I could be a blessing to others. And of course, He's done that. And when God does bless you, as you're asking Him to, which He will, and you're asking enough for yourself and to be able to be a blessing to others, remember what you ask. Remember that you told God that if He would bless you with more than, enough to take care of your stuff and more than enough left over, that you would be a blessing to others. And I try to do really hard to do that. I'm always looking for ways to bless people because as far as I'm concerned, God kept His Word and I want to keep my Word too. Because, you want God to continue to bless you. You want God continue to be your supply, which He is. But you have to have faith in that and you have to be a person of integrity, and you have to keep your word when you pray for something and ask God for something, that you do your part and what you have to do. But I think if you start doing this and start confessing these things, that you will be amazed at what God's word in your mouth will do. I mean, it's just astonishing when you start speaking God's word, the results that you're going to get. I mean, it's just amazing. When you choose to speak life, when you start to speak life and not death, health and not sickness, and prosperity and not poverty, you're going to notice a big difference. This is a verse that you may want to write down. It's Proverbs 18:20-21 in the God Word translation that I'm reading. It said, a person's speaking ability provides for his stomach. His talking provides for him a living. Now, think about that. In verse 22, it says, the tongue has the power of life and death. And those who love to talk will eat their own words. And they have different translations, but that was the translation that I was using in the God Word translation. You know, this verse, what this verse does, it reminds us that words have power. That's what it's doing. And whatever we speak, we can bring life or death into the lives of those around us, but we can also bring life or death into our own circumstances. Trust me when I tell you that there is power in God's Word. If you don't believe me, at least believe what God's Word says. He says in Luke 1:37, in the NIV, he says, "For no word from God will ever fail." He's saying here that none of his words are going to fail. And that's why it's so important to pray and speak God's word. Another thing God says is that promotion comes neither from the east, the west, nor the south. He tells us this in Psalm 75, verse 6 in the New King James. He says, "Promotion comes neither from the east, nor the west, nor from the south. But God is a judge. He puts down one and exalts another." I've used that scripture so many times with my daughter many years ago when she was looking for a job. She was looking for a place to live. I think it was maybe 15, 16, 17 years ago. But, you know, I prayed that prayer and God did bless her. As a matter of fact, I even sowed a seed for that. But he blessed her with the best job she said she'd ever had. And he also blessed her with a place to live. And it says here in Proverbs 13:22 in the New King James, it says, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous." I want you to think about that. He says, the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Did you hear that? The wealth, in other words, the wealth has been stored up for you. It's not been stored up for the wicked. Friends, according to 2 Corinthians verse 5:21 in the New American Standard, it said, "He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Hallelujah. In other words, what I'm saying here is you have been made righteous, so the wealth belongs to you. Because, you know, up here in this verse it says, "But the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous." And the verse here, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21, says, "He made him who knew no sin to be sin, and that we might become the righteousness of God, you know, in him." So you have been made righteous. And if you've been made righteous, and the Word of God says you have, so the wealth belongs to you. It doesn't belong to the evil. It's important to take God's Word and make it personal. And this is such a big thing. For example, when you're reading the Bible, and we need to read it really often, is that where there is a you, a we, or air, I want you to insert me, you know, because when you read God's Word, it's actually speaking to you. That's the Lord. That's God communicating with you through His Word, and that Word is for you. Now, I'm going to read this the way that it's written in 2 Corinthians 9:8. I'm going to read it the way that it's written, and then I'm going to read it a way I suggest you read it, okay, to make it personal. So in 2 Corinthians 9:8, and it says, "And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others." I would suggest that you change some of these words and put, "God will generously provide all I need. Then I will always have everything I need and plenty left over to share with others." I hope you know what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, personalize God's Word. Make it come alive, you know. And as a matter of fact, that's the name of the program, make the Word alive. And so you make that Word alive when you recognize that God is speaking to you. And He wants you to speak His Word. He wants you to make His Word personal because He's talking to you through His Word. Begin to confess that those that love the Lord lacks for no good thing. We've talked about that before. In Psalms 34:9, in the NIV, it says, "Fear the Lord, you His holy people, for those who fear Him lack nothing." In other words, He says, no good thing. You know, When my husband passed away in 2002, I was ministering at the North Carolina State Men's Prison. My husband had gone over some things that one afternoon he just came home and he went over some things that I might would need to do in case he passed away first. Unfortunately, he passed away about 3 months later. I thought after this happened that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, knows everything and wanted him to let me know all this stuff. I did as he had asked me to do. However, the enemy did not stop with my husband. He moved in and began to continue to take all that I had. He took my home, a small place that we had purchased at the beach shortly before his death. However, Satan did not take the most valuable thing that I had, and that is my faith. My faith. Satan cannot take your faith, brothers and sisters. He can't take your faith away from you. You have to see that. According to God's word, all you need is the faith of a mustard seed. And I happen to bring along some mustard seed with me today. And I thought, you know, I hadn't gotten these out in a long time. And I actually had forgotten myself, you know, exactly how small they are. But it tells us here in Matthew 17:20, and again in Luke 17:6, that the word says that you can move mountains with just a little bit of faith. And these verses are highlighting the power of even a small amount of faith. And, you know, it is so tiny. The Bible says it's the smallest seed there is. But yet, when it's planted and it grows into a huge tree, even, you know, where the birds come and nest. But you would not think so with a little bitty seed like that. But God is telling to you, brothers and sisters, that all you need to move that mountain or those circumstances or situation out of your way, out of your path, whether it's sickness in your body or financial, whatever it is, he said all you need is just a little bit of seed. He says a mustard seed of faith. Even if you have this whole container, and I brought a little one instead of a large one, even if you had this whole container, you wouldn't have a lot. But just think, all you need is the faith the size of one. That's all you need. He says in Matthew 17:20, Jesus was telling his disciples that if they had the faith of a mustard seed, he says, nothing will be impossible for you.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God. It will be just as he said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God. It will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you for all that you have done for us and all that you're still doing. I thank you for all the plans that you have for all of us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us. But you, Lord, have plans to give us hope and a future. Lord, we know from based on your word that Pharaoh did not have to wait another day for those wet, slimy frogs to leave his house, that you were willing to take them away right then, and all he had to do was ask. But because of his stubbornness, the frogs stayed. Oh, Lord, we have been stubborn too and not trusting you to fight our battles for us. Please forgive us. Help us to understand that it is never too late for you to help us. Help us, O Lord, to trust in your word more and know that your word tells us how you have given us everything we need to stand up against our enemy, Satan. That the answer is in our mouths. Our miracle is in coming into agreement with your word and exercising our authority by speaking what you say. I make a decision today to put my faith in your word, the word that has never failed, and the one who has never let me down, and no longer put my faith in worldly things. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.